Cultivating Humility by Maria Fontaine.
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Philippians 2:3. Humility is an important Christian virtue to cultivate in every area of our walk with the Lord and our testimony to others. To be an effective witness, we need to actively seek for a spirit and mindset of humility, the attitude of a humble servant. Pride is the opposite of humility and will hinder our effectiveness as a witness and our ability to let our light shine in a way that glorifies God. Pride can cause you to solidify into an old bottle, incapable of growth and change, while humility helps you to stay open to new things and the new ways of operating that God brings into your life. We've all learned a lot about humility over the years in our walk with the Lord, so this is not a new concept, but it is central to our witness if the Lord is going to use us to reach others and be a blessing to them. He asks us to give Him all the glory and credit and honor in our lives, and to remain little in our own sight, ready to do whatever He might ask of us to be of service to Him and others. Perhaps you've prayed in the past for greater humility so that you could be more loving and kind to others, so that you'd be easier to live with, and so that you'd have more of the Lord's blessing in your life. But we also need humility for the sake of the people we witness to and minister to prepare us for the job we have of leading others to Jesus and to prevent us from falling into the snare of pride. Pride can be dangerous in any area of our lives. Pride in our accomplishments, our ability to teach classes, to do charitable work, or be a help to people. Pride that results from accepting the praise of man. Pride in wanting to be a one-man show and not desiring to teamwork with others. Humility is instrumental in protecting your walk with the Lord and your ability to receive the Lord's guidance for your life, your relationships, and your service to Him. In Colossians 3, Paul spoke of Christians clothing themselves in humility. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. The Lord needs humble vessels to work through. Humility is important to every aspect of our lives, including our walk with the Lord and our relationships with others. But it's not only about our spiritual health or working well with others. It's also about reaching the lost and drawing them to Jesus. We owe it to those who need Jesus to be humble enough to allow the Lord to use us as His instruments to reach them. By humility, I don't mean shyness or having an excuse me for living attitude, but humility as manifested in being willing to put aside our own comfort or concerns to reach out and draw others to Jesus. When you walk in humility, you are loving and kind to others. You esteem others better than yourself. You don't put yourself above others. You listen to others. You show an interest in them. And you impart an air of assurance and faith, not in yourself, but in the Lord. As you walk in humility, you become the type of person that others want to be around, talk to, and listen to. And that's so important in your witness and leading others to Jesus. Love and humility are closely connected. If you have genuine love, then you'll have humility in your interactions with others. The Lord asks us to actively strive for humility and to give all the glory and honor to Him in and through our lives. He wants us to be clothed in humility so that when others look at us, they will see Jesus. Humility makes you winsome to the people you are reaching with the gospel. The path of humility is lined with gentleness, kindness, and love. Humility will help you to be what you need to be for each person, because you will be in a position for the Lord to work through you in the best way possible. If they need a listening ear or a sympathetic shoulder to cry on, you will have the humility to be that for them. If they need to be convicted to serve Jesus, they will feel that loving conviction, given in a spirit of humility and not judgment. They will feel the Lord's love shining through you and your willingness to place your personal needs and desires on the altar to be His vessel. It takes humility to be an instant witness, because sometimes the Lord will ask you to approach someone when doing so is outside your comfort zone, or someone whom it would be humbling for you to strike up a conversation with. It takes a willingness to put aside your preconceived ideas to do what it takes to reach people with the message and not allow your spirit to be tainted or polluted with the pride of the world. Standing up for the truth in your witnessing calls for humility. The Christian message and beliefs are not always going to be popular. In fact, they won't ever be very popular with the majority. Your convictions will be challenged. You'll sometimes be rejected. But if you're walking in humility, it won't offend you. You'll be able to praise the Lord and go on, trusting Him for the outcome. You'll be thinking more about what God thinks about you than your earthly reputation. By being humble, we can guard against the pitfalls of self-reliance, compromising our convictions, or being tempted to compromise for popularity or riches, and other negative things we don't want in our lives. Humility helps us to treasure and share the spiritual riches that we are privileged to have, and to stay on the straight and narrow. When we know that the Lord is our strength, and that God's word is what keeps us, then we will in turn teach others the same. We will draw them to Jesus and connect them to His word first and foremost, not to individual personalities. If you find yourself beginning to pocket any of the credit for yourself, even in your mind, recognize it, ask the Lord for forgiveness, and begin to actively point others to Jesus so that He can be lifted up and people will be drawn to Him. It can help to share personal testimonies and specific times that the Lord helped you to overcome, due to, or in spite of, mistakes you made. Don't try to cover up your faults and failings, but be open to wisely sharing them so that others can see that you too have struggles and weaknesses, and the Lord can be glorified when things go well or you experience success. Your humility in being willing to become one with others to reach them with the gospel will go a long way in helping them be more accepting of your message and ultimately of Jesus. Good manners are also essential in the art of humility. Being courteous and following local etiquette and having the humility to do so will speak to those you interact with in your everyday life, as well as those you're witnessing to. Seize every opportunity that comes your way to be a witness. Always be on the lookout for an opening to share a witness with others. Be humble enough to take advantage of a witnessing opportunity, even if it may be difficult for you, and stretch your faith. Jesus set the greatest example of humility in His willingness to endure the shame and humiliation of dying on the cross for our salvation. Humility deems the salvation of a soul of greater value than the need to maintain a reputation or a front. Humility gladly accepts reproach for the cause of Christ and does not answer in anger. Humility is a beautiful garment of peace that covers you when you could answer in haste, but you hold your tongue for the love of souls and because you love the Lord more than your reputation or appearance. The love of Christ is the compelling force in our quest to cultivate humility, for Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.